experiment with bringing into your day and life the intention to extend a generosity of spirit to others and to yourself. Sense if it is possible for you to bring kindness in the face of judgment, forgiveness in the face of condemnation, and empathy in the face of pain. You might notice the moments in your day when you feel you don't have enough, time, energy, or attention to truly listen or attend to someone who asks you to be present for them. Explore whether it's possible to step out of your feelings of haste and busyness and be wholeheartedly present for the person before you. Sense the possibility of putting aside your own timetables and busyness to bring a wholehearted attention and compassion into the moments of our day. In the times when your mind feels too full to truly listen to another person, explore the possibility of being able to step out of the swirl of your own thoughts and to attend with care and sensitivity to the person asking for your attention and presence. We might begin to notice the moments you find yourself caught in judgment, greed, or impatience in your day. Sense what happens that instead of acting on those impulses, you're able to pause, to bring compassion, to bring patience, to bring acceptance. Generosity, compassion are not qualities we only offer to others. They are qualities that we bring into the moments of turmoil in our own minds, our own lives. We learn the wisdom of pausing, the wisdom of coming back to the body, the wisdom of listening to ourselves. Bring with you into your day the commitment to listen wholeheartedly to yourself, to others. In contact with a friend, listen with awareness and spaciousness. Listen with your heart, sensing they're reaching out to forge a connection with you and to be fully present. Listen with patience, noticing the moments when impatience or boredom leads us to disconnect from ourselves and to others. Sense if it's possible to bring our attention back to being fully present. Learn to listen with openness instead of preparing our responses or filling spaces with narrative. Learn to listen with receptivity. Begin to notice if there are moments when we start to judge others, start to judge ourselves. Explore whether it's possible to allow those judgments to calm, to quiet, and to renew our commitment to being fully present with the person in front of us and with our own being, our own minds, our own hearts. Bring awareness into those moments in our day when we listen to someone who is distressed or angry, or when we hear the distress or anger within our own minds. Sense what happens in your mind, your body, your heart, in the face of distress or anger. Notice how you may be prone to stop listening in the face of anger, in the face of distress. since if it's possible to listen beneath the words of pain and anger, if it's possible to listen to ourselves beneath the words of judgment or blame. Can we begin to sense the hurt, the distress, the loneliness, the fear that underlies so much of the judgment, so much of the blame? Can we sense the heartache of feeling helpless, of feeling despairing? Is it possible to bring a compassionate presence to that heartache? Knowing deeply in yourself that distress, that heartache, that loneliness asks for compassion. In all of the moments that we meet distress in this way, again, bring in those intentions, those phrases that guide the mind, that guide the heart towards a more receptive, compassionate, tender way of being present. May I find ease of heart and mind. May I find peace. May I find healing. As you encounter the people in your life who also experience confusion and distress, judgment and blame, exploring the possibility of establishing your attention within those intentions of compassion. May we find ease of heart and mind. May we find peace. May we find healing. Allow your attention to rest in those compassionate intentions, making peace with the distress or pain of the moment. When your attention drifts into the story of pain, just return your attention to your breathing for a few moments, with each out-breath releasing the resistance and complexity. Allow that compassionate tenderness to extend and to expand, to embrace all beings in this world who are in distress, pain, or sorrow.